Welcome in, everybody. You ready to deep dive into the world of Nina Simone?
Oh, absolutely.
I am so excited for this one.
Me too.
We've got biographies, documentaries, articles, interviews. We are going to cover it all.
All of it.
And give you everything you need to know about this incredible artist.
I think what's so fascinating is just how much her personal life, especially her experiences growing up in the segregated South, really fueled her artistry and her activism. You know, it's that reminder that global movements, they often start with these deeply personal struggles.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And she started so young.
Oh, yeah.
Playing piano at 3 years old. Like, come on.
Prodigy.
A total prodigy. By 12, she's performing publicly.
Incredible.
Her whole community rallies behind her to support her musical education.
It's amazing. You know, it really shows the power of community in nurturing talent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, that's Deer Park rallying behind the Little League World Series chant.
Absolutely.
We get behind our own. And that's what they did for her.
Yeah.
But of course, it wasn't all easy, right?
No, not at all.
She's denied entry to the Curtis Institute.
Yeah.
Which, you know, she very much attributed to racial prejudice.
Yeah. And that moment was really pivotal, wasn't it?
Huge.
Because instead of breaking her, it fueled her dissimidation. And it really shaped her whole artistic path.
How so? How did that experience change her musical direction?
Well, I think it really pushed her away from that traditional classical music path, you know?
Right.
It pushed her towards a style that was more eclectic, something that really embraced her Black heritage.
Yeah.
So she starts incorporating jazz, blues, gospel. It creates this sound that was so unique,
yeah,
but also so deeply resonant.
So then she ends up playing in Atlantic City, right?
Yeah.
Hiding these gigs from her family. That's where Nina Simone is born.
Hiding it from her mom, yeah.
What was the impact of adopting this stage name? I mean, did that affect her artistry?
Oh, I think it was huge. It allowed her to explore this new musical territory, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't have the weight of expectations that maybe came with her given name, Eunice Wayman.
Right.
So she had this freedom, and that helped her develop this powerful stage presence.
Yeah.
And this unique vocal style that honestly defied categorization.
Makes you think about how we all kind of reinvent ourselves as we grow.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Embrace a new identity.
Yeah.
And for her, becoming Nina Simone was liberating.
Yeah, 100%. It highlights how important self-discovery is and embracing change, not just in our own personal lives, but in our communities as well.
For sure. Now, while all this is happening, the civil rights movement is gaining momentum.
Absolutely.
How did this movement influence her art?
Oh, it's a turning point, right? The realities of segregation, the racial violence, it deeply affected her. And she starts channeling those emotions into her music.
Powerful.
They become these expressions of protest, you know, calls for social justice.
And she wasn't just singing about it, right?
Oh.
She was at rallies, using her platform to amplify the voices of those who were oppressed.
Yeah.
And to speak truth to power. You know?
Absolutely.
Even when it meant risking her career.
Yeah, and that's what makes her story so compelling, right? She understood that art could be a weapon in the fight against injustice.
What about Mississippi Goddamn? I mean, that song.
Oh my gosh.
Such a direct response.
Yes.
To the murder of Medgar Evers, the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church.
It's raw emotion. It's anger. It's frustration.
It's an anthem.
It's an anthem.
It's so powerful and provocative. How did audiences react to that?
Well, it was polarizing, right? I mean, some radio stations banned it, but for so many, it was a rallying cry.
Yeah.
It validated their own experiences. It showed the power of art to challenge the status quo.
One song capturing the spirit of a whole movement.
It's amazing.
And inspiring action. It's incredible.
It is.
And, you know, it makes you think about how can we use our voices, even in small ways, to make a difference in our communities?
Right, absolutely.
Whether it's speaking up against injustice, supporting local initiatives.
Yeah.
Every voice matters.
It does, 100%. And Simone's story really reminds us that we all have a role to play.
We do.
In creating a more just and equitable world.
100%.
And that change often starts at the grassroots level.
Yep.
Just like Simone's journey began in a small town, you know, with the support of her community.
Right.
We can create change right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. That's powerful.
It is.
Now, let's explore the complexities of her activism and how it evolved. So we were just talking about Mississippi Goddamn, a song that really sparked action. But Simone's activism wasn't limited to music.
Right? Oh, absolutely not.
She was deeply involved in the civil rights movement, even forming friendships with figures like Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz.
Incredible.
What can you tell us about her involvement beyond the stage?
Well, her activism was multifaceted, you know? I mean, she wasn't just performing at rallies.
Right.
She was organized and she was strategizing. Like, her friendship with Malcolm X,
yeah,
that really speaks volumes about her commitment to Black empowerment and self-determination.
And as the movement gained momentum, her phones evolved as well, didn't they?
They did.
She even started to express support for some pretty radical ideas. You know,
yeah,
like violent revolution in a separate state for African Americans.
That's right. She did. And you know, it reflected a growing frustration within the movement itself.
Yeah.
So while some considered her stance controversial, it really showed her deep commitment to Black liberation.
Yeah.
Even if it meant challenging the status quo in ways that made people uncomfortable.
Did that radicalization affect her career? Was there pushback?
Oh, absolutely. Some venues wouldn't book her anymore.
Wow.
Some radio stations banned her music.
Really?
But for Simone, silence wasn't an option, right?
Right.
I mean, she truly believed that artists had this responsibility to reflect the times,
yeah,
even if it meant sacrificing popularity.
Wow, what a commitment to her beliefs.
Absolutely, and it's incredibly inspiring, isn't it?
It is.
It reminds us that taking a stand sometimes requires a lot of courage.
It does.
And a willingness to challenge the norms, even if you face backlash.
And that's a valuable lesson, especially today.
Oh, yeah.
With all the complex issues we face. It's about finding our own voices.
Right.
Advocating for change, even in our local communities.
Yes.
And that brings us back to that think and act locally ethos.
Exactly.
You know, we believe that change starts at the grassroots level.
It does.
It's individuals taking action within their own communities.
Absolutely.
And Simone's story embodies that.
100%. I mean, she became a global icon, but it all started in a small town, right?
It did.
Fueled by that support, yeah, from her local community, that connection to her roots, it never left her.
No, it didn't. And it makes you realize we don't have to wait for someone else to solve the problems we see around us.
No.
We can take action ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, support local organizations, volunteer, even just engaging in conversations,
yeah,
that promote positive change.
It all matters.
It all matters.
And sometimes that might mean challenging the status quo,
right,
just as Simone did. It might mean speaking truth to power, even if it's uncomfortable,
yeah,
or unpopular.
Yeah.
But as we see in her story, those acts of courage can really inspire others.
They can.
To join that movement for change.
Speaking of challenging the status quo, Simone ultimately became so disillusioned with America that she chose to leave.
Yeah.
What led her to that decision, that exile?
Well, by the early 70s, her frustration with the racism, the sexism,
right,
the slow pace of progress here in the U.S., it really reached a boiling point.
Yeah.
She felt betrayed by the very country she'd fought so hard to change.
Must have been a difficult choice to leave everything behind and start over somewhere new.
Oh, it was a bold decision. It was a heartbreaking decision. You know, it was driven by anger, disillusionment,
yeah,
but also this desire to find a place where she could truly be free.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes about her principles, though, right?
It does.
She would not compromise her values, even if it meant leaving everything she knew.
So she starts this new chapter, living in different countries across Africa and Europe.
Yeah.
Did she find the freedom and peace she was looking for?
Well, it was a complicated time for her. You know, while she found some liberation escaping the racism here,
yeah,
she also faced new challenges,
right,
as a Black woman in foreign cultures and industries.
It's a reminder that prejudice exists everywhere.
It does.
And that fighting for equality is a global effort.
Exactly. And Simone's exile really highlights how complex it is for Black artists,
yeah,
seeking refuge from racism, because prejudice can transcend borders.
Sadly, it can.
Her experiences abroad really underscored the need for solidarity.
Absolutely.
And collective action in the fight for social justice.
So important.
Not just within individual nations, but across the world.
And even with all that, she never stopped creating music and using her voice, right?
She did not. Her music evolved, incorporating new influences, reflecting her experiences in these different cultures.
Incredible how her artistry transcended borders, connecting with audiences from all walks of life.
That's the power of genuine expression, isn't it?
It is.
It resonates on a human level, regardless of your background.
Yeah.
And Simone's music always had this raw honesty, this,
yeah,
vulnerability that really touched people.
It really makes you think about the power of art to bridge divides, to foster empathy.
Absolutely.
You know, that's something we talk a lot about on Think and Act Locally.
Yeah.
Finding common ground, even with those who might see things differently.
Right.
Art can build those bridges.
100%. And Simone's music, with its blend of genres, those powerful messages, It reminds us that we have more in common than we might realize.
We do.
Her story encourages us to embrace diversity, celebrate our differences, and work together to create a more inclusive and just world.
That's beautiful. And it really captures the essence of Nina Simone's legacy.
It does.
Speaking of, how is she remembered today?
Well, her legacy is multifaceted.
Yeah.
It's enduring. She broke barriers, challenged norms, and gave a voice to the marginalized.
Absolutely.
Her mark on music and culture, undeniable.
And we talked earlier about how she defied categorization.
We did.
Blending all these different genres.
Yeah.
How has that influenced artists today?
Well, her approach paved the way for so many artists who embrace experimentation, who refuse to be put in a box.
Yeah.
You can hear her influence in everything from soul and R&B to hip hop and electronic music.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It is. Artists like Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, Michelle and Digicello, they all cite Simone as a major influence.
Yeah.
Her spirit of defiance and innovation.
Yeah.
It's still inspiring musicians across genres.
It's incredible to think that her artistry is woven into the music we hear today.
It is. It's remarkable. And it's not just her musical style that continues to resonate, right?
Right.
Her commitment to social justice set an example for artists and activists.
Yeah.
You know, her protest songs became anthems, as we discussed, but her activism extended way beyond the stage.
They did.
She was a true advocate for equality in all aspects of life.
She was more than just a musician. She was a cultural force, a revolutionary spirit.
Yeah, a powerful advocate for justice.
And her legacy continues to inspire new generations.
It does.
To fight for a better world.
It does. And it's a powerful reminder that we can all make a difference, no matter how small our actions might seem. Just like the people in Adair Park, LaPorte, Pasadena,
right?
Making a difference every day, working to improve their communities.
Absolutely.
Whether it's volunteering at a food bank, organizing a neighborhood cleanup, checking in on your neighbors, those small acts of kindness and community engagement, they can have a ripple effect.
It can.
Positive change for everyone.
That's what Think and Act Locally is all about. Working together is creating a stronger, more vibrant, more just community for all.
Right.
And Simone's story shows us that global change often starts with local action.
Powerful message, and one that's so relevant today.
It is.
Especially as we face complex challenges that demand collective action.
Yeah.
We need to work together.
We do.
For the common good.
So for those inspired by Simone's legacy, what advice would you give them on making a difference in their community?
Find something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
It could be education, environmental justice, supporting local arts and culture. Get involved, volunteer your time, donate, even just start a conversation with your neighbors.
Right.
Every act of engagement, no matter how small, helps create a more just and vibrant community.
And that perfectly aligns with our mission at Think and Act Locally.
It does.
We encourage you to visit thinkandactlocally.com.
Absolutely.
Learn more about how you can get involved and make a difference.
And if you find value in what we do here, consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Yeah, every bit helps us provide resources and empower our communities.
It does.
Now, as we move towards wrapping up our deep dive into Nina Simone's life and legacy, I'm curious about the complexities and controversies that sometimes surround her story.
Absolutely.
You know, I've heard discussions about the appropriation of her music by others.
Yeah, that's an important point. While it's natural for artists to influence one another, it's vital that we acknowledge where musical styles originate from and give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to Black artists who have often been marginalized and exploited.
Right. It's about respecting the cultural and historical context.
Absolutely.
And ensuring that Black artists are recognized and compensated fairly.
100%.
We need to be mindful of the power dynamics.
We do.
And make sure cultural exchange is reciprocal and respectful, not exploitative.
Exactly.
It's a reminder that we have to constantly challenge those systems of oppression.
Yeah.
And advocate for equity and justice in all aspects of society.
Absolutely.
So true. This has been a truly enlightening conversation.
It has.
We've covered Simone's early life and influences, her deep involvement in the civil rights movement, her experiences in exile.
So much.
But I want to learn more about her later years and the lasting impact she's had on music, activism, and culture today.
Let's do it.
So we were just talking about how Nina Simone's legacy is still inspiring artists and activists today.
It really is amazing to see how her music and her message have just transcended time and generations.
I mean, she achieved this global recognition, but her journey started in a small town.
Right.
Kind of like the communities we talk about here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Yeah, absolutely. Those early experiences in Tryon, North Carolina, really played a crucial role in shaping her outlook on the world.
Yep.
And her community, they really rallied around her to support her musical education.
They did.
And it just goes to show you the power of collective action.
It does.
They saw her talent.
Yeah.
And they nurtured it. They laid the foundation for this incredible career.
It's a good reminder that change often starts at the grassroots level.
It does.
With everyday people coming together.
Absolutely.
To make a difference.
You know, yeah.
Just like our listeners who are out there making their neighborhoods better.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's interesting because even with Simone's global recognition, she still faced personal challenges.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Her struggles with mental health, for example,
yeah,
really highlight how important it is to support mental well-being in our communities.
Absolutely. It's a crucial reminder that behind every icon is a human being with their own vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
We need to have open and honest conversations.
Yeah.
About mental health and create more accessible resources.
Absolutely. Right here in our own neighborhoods.
Yes, exactly. Just like those who supported Simone in the beginning, we can all help foster a supportive environment where everyone can thrive.
Right.
It could be volunteering at a mental health organization,
yeah,
supporting local artists, simply checking in on your neighbors.
Right. Those small acts of kindness can make a world of difference.
They really can.
And speaking of supporting our community, listeners, if you find value in these ideas and want to help support this kind of thinking, please visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Absolutely.
You'll find the link in our show notes.
We appreciate any support you can give.
Now, before we wrap up our deep dive into Nina Simone's amazing life and legacy,
yeah,
I wanted to touch on some of the controversies that have surrounded her story.
Sure.
One thing I've heard discussed is the appropriation of her music by other artists.
Yeah, that's a really important point to bring up. You know, while it's natural for artists to influence each other,
right,
we have to make sure we're acknowledging where those musical styles come from.
We do.
Give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking about Black artists who have often been marginalized and, frankly, exploited.
It's about respecting the cultural and historical context of the music.
Absolutely.
And making sure that Black artists are recognized.
Yes.
And compensated fairly.
100%.
We have to be really aware of the power dynamics at play.
We do.
And make sure that cultural exchange is a two-way street.
Yeah.
It has to be respectful, not exploitative.
Absolutely.
It's a good reminder for us to always challenge systems of oppression.
Yes.
Advocate for equity and justice in all aspects of society.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, Nina Simone's story, with all its complexities and controversies,
yeah,
really shows us the power of using your voice to fight for what's right.
Yeah.
No matter what obstacles you fix.
It's a legacy that continues to inspire us to think critically,
it does,
act courageously, and create positive change.
Absolutely.
In our communities and beyond.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
She was a force of nature, a true original.
She was.
Her music and her message will continue to resonate for generations to come.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been an amazing journey exploring the life and legacy of Nina Simone. A huge thank you to our expert for all your insights.
It was my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. We encourage you to explore Nina Simone's music, learn more about her story, and let her legacy inspire you to make a difference in your own community. Until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.